on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a fatal sightseeing helicopter crash in Manhattan Thursday that killed all six people on board, including three children. And this witness says he saw the chopper break apart before going down into the Hudson River.
So I didn't look up to the sky, and it's just slowly falling apart. And then you see the tail go, and you just see a flip propeller still in the sky, just slams into the ground.
Dani Horbiak was at her home in Jersey City when she heard what sounded like several gunshots in a row, almost in the air. She looked out her window and saw the chopper splashed in several pieces into the river. Officials say the flight lasted less than 18 minutes. The investigation continues today as dive crews are out there still recovering pieces of the chopper. Meantime, no injuries are reported and an investigation is underway after two planes clipped wings while taxiing yesterday at Reagan National Airport. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer was on the plane along with a couple of New York representatives. The incident comes just under 3 months after the deadly crash between a military helicopter and an American Airlines flight approaching Reagan National. The family of a woman from Passaic who is celebrating her 24th birthday has confirmed she was among the 218 victims killed in that night club tragedy in the Dominican Republic. They say first responders found Jennifer Contreras' body underneath the rubble after the roof collapsed during a merengue concert. Her sister said she had spoken to Jennifer that night and she sounded happy to be celebrating her birthday with friends. Plastic debris continued to litter New Jersey beaches. Clean Ocean Action is out with its 2024 Beach Sweeps report. Over the course of two collection days last year at 83 different sites in the Garden State, volunteers collected almost 277,000 items. Of those items collected, a whopping 83% was made of plastic.
I mean, everything, of course, you know, plastic bags, plastic bottle caps, foam, straws, cigarette filters, cigar tips, plastic rings from the bottle caps, beverage bottles, of course, plastic bottles.
Clean Ocean Action Executive Director Cindy Ziff says some of the items found during last year's beach sweeps that make up the roster of the ridiculous include a meat thermometer, fake eyelashes, an entire gallon of maple syrup, 10 feet of copper wire, and a kitchen sink. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. I'm happy to report all our recent rain is worth it. We've seen a big improvement to New Jersey's drought status for the first time since October. None of the state is in the extreme drought category, only half of New Jersey. To the north and the south, still officially in drought. It's great news. And we've got more rain on the way. Spotty showers and drizzles so far today. As we move into this afternoon, steadier rain will bubble up from the south. High temperatures today only reaching the mid-40s. Tonight looks especially wet and windy, with periods of steady to heavy rain likely. Lows generally around 40. Now, it is possible in North Jersey that we see some snowflakes mixed in. North of Interstate 80, maybe even some light accumulations if it's cold enough. For tomorrow, showers will linger all day, cloudy and miserably cool, only in the 40s. Sunday, the brighter, better day of the weekend, will push into the mid-50s. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Phillipsburg is 40, Princeton's 43, Cherry Hill 44. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or an AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair and no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or you can visit them online, GuaranteedService.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.